As if to climax the series of suspicions which have grown in Molly Goldberg's mind from day to day and hour to hour, Molly discovered yesterday that the Allisons have concealed the truth about Sammy's absence. When the Goldbergs arrived in South Carolina for Sammy's wedding and found him gone, at first Molly believed Sylvia's story that Sammy was away on business for her father. But then Molly learned that Sammy had sent a telegram to Lastonbury saying that the marriage was off and that he was leaving. And Molly became frantic. Meanwhile, Allison himself no longer can stand the strain of deceiving the Goldbergs. He wants to tell them the truth. He wants to find out what he can of the quarrel that Sylvia had with Sammy. And he talks, and as he talks to Sylvia downstairs, Molly's upstairs saying to Rosalie,
"Rosalie, lies, Rosalie, all lies. Family's not here, and they said he went on a business trip. Lies, Rosalie, darling. Mommy, darling, please. Where are we? Where are we, Rosalie? What kind of people are we? What happened, and where is family, Rosalie? Mom, what did the telegram say exactly?"
"Exactly the telegram said, Rosalie. Exactly the telegram said, don't come south. I'm leaving. Marriage is off. Letter will follow.
Rosalie, as soon as he gets here in his letter, mind, he'll know more.
I know enough. I know enough, Rosalie. Where's Papa now? Papa has to know. Papa must know. Sammy left and is not home.
And Sammy left just before we got here, Martin. He didn't have time to get home. He's not here, Martin. He should be happy."
"Oh, I should be very happy. I should be very extremely happy. I should be dancing now from joy. Where's Papa? Papa has to know. Oh, how am I going to tell Papa how?
Rosalie, I'm going downstairs. And I'm going to tell Mr. Allison and tell Sylvia that I know everything. They're not fooling me."
"Wait for Papa, Martin. He'll be here soon.
How could she stand in front of me with her wedding dress on yet, Rosalie? How could she stand there and lie?
How, Rosalie? How?"
"Mama, darling, please.
They welcomed us here. They welcomed us here. And they showed us into a house full of lies. And we waited for family. And we're waiting for family. We believed them. And all the time, family wasn't here. And they knew he wasn't here. And they told us he was coming back. Rosalie, they told us he was on a business trip. Oh, poor Papa. Poor Papa. When Papa hears this, Rosalie. Poor Papa.
Ma,
he'll fall to pieces, Rosalie. He'll fall to pieces. What shall I do first, Rosalie? What shall I do first? Should I go to Ed, the brother-in-law, and see what I can find out from him? If he called me in Lastonbury yet months and months ago, for family not to come here, then he knows more than I know. Maybe he knows where family is. Maybe he knows why.
I don't know what to tell you, Mama, darling. Where's Sammy? Where's Sammy?
No tears, Mama. No tears. No tears. Now I need brains. Now I need to revolutionize myself. Now I have to learn to deal with people I never before knew existed in the human race. All my life, the worst people I knew were people who made mistakes, like you and me. Sometimes they were right, and sometimes I was wrong, and vice versa, and vice versa. This is different, my dear. This is different. This is not mistakes. This is planning, and this is lying, and this is scheming. This is working me, and where nobody can see you and fooling you and hurting you because they're going to hurt you. For this, Rosalie, to meet such a thing, it's not enough just to be right. Rosalie, my kid, Rosalie, you have to be smart. You have to be smart.
Ma, wait for Papa, please.
I'll wait. Oh, Papa, for me, this is not so hard. Papa fought it. He believed me. He took her to his heart. He took Sylvia to his heart, but he knew she was already his child. And Allison, a man, Papa worked side by side, but why the lying? Why? Why the lying? That's what I want to know.
Mama,
why the lying? Why the lying? That's what I want to know. Well, and that's what I'll find out right away.
Wait for Leah and Ed. I want them here. I want to know exactly what they said to Sammy. What they said to make him leave. There's more here than even I know, and I want to know it.
Daddy, they'll hear you. Mrs. Goldberg.
Let everybody hear, because everybody is going to hear. Let them hear. What kind of a man am I? How did I permit myself to deceive these people that never harmed me, that never did me a wrong? Why? Call me Ed and call me Leah. I want everything out in the open in front of the Goldberg. Everything.
Wait a little longer, Daddy.
How much longer do you think I can endure this? Every time the telephone rings in my own house, must I tremble with fear that in some way, somehow, the Goldbergs will discover I lied to them? For what reason? Let them know the truth. If Tammy is not here by now, you can be sure he's not coming back.
He will come back. Jim Mouse.
Because you want him to? No, Sylvia. Let us tell the Goldbergs you quarreled with Tammy and that he went away. If he comes back, he'll return.
But they won't let him marry me then, Daddy.
Why? Why? Because you disagree? Because you believe the lies that you say that Leah told him? Why should they blame you?
Mrs. Goldberg never liked me.
She likes you now. Sylvia, please, I don't understand.
Oh, Daddy.
Tammy is no fool. No matter what he is, what he believes, what he did, if he loved you, he'll come back. And if he doesn't love you, then... Well, I can't stand this anymore. Your nerves are better than mine. For me, this is too much. I want everything out in the open, in front of the Goldbergs.
No,
everything.
No, Daddy.
The truth can't hurt you more than a lie will.
Mother Goldberg?
Come in, Mrs. Goldberg.
Mr. Goldberg, come back there?
No, I'm waiting for him also.
I am also. Oh, you haven't been out all day. Don't you want to take a little drive?
No.
A little walk?
No.
Mrs. Goldberg doesn't want to drive, and she doesn't want to walk. Call Ed and tell him and Leah I want them both here immediately.
Ed, darling.
You heard me.
Ed, but your son-in-law,
Yes.
I never met him, but he has a very familiar voice. Some voices you never forget.
Call Ed, Sylvia.
You think I should?
I do. Sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
This is so awful.
Where's Rosie?
Upstairs.
Mrs. Goldberg, I want to speak to you.
Daddy, you're in the line of business.
Tell him to call you when it isn't busy.
Please, call me back.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, yes, I told you. Mother Goldberg.
No, thank you.
Mrs.
Oh,
Goldberg.
Please, Daddy, dear. Daddy, darling, don't tell Mother Goldberg. She knows all the things you're going to do for us. We don't want to, though. We're going to work everything out our own way. And, well, if we just have time, Sammy will be back and... Then we'll talk about the future. Now isn't the time, Daddy, dear. Now isn't it?
Why not, Sylvia? You know how your sister and family's sister rests on my heart. How much I keep thinking of him and you. If your father has anything to tell me, let me hear. And if you have, let me hear. Because I have so much to tell myself that I... Say?
I had a wonderful walk. And you, Allison, are also indoors? And you, Sylvia, my dear? And you, Molly, sit cooped up here in the house? You're not interested in seeing new sights, Molly? This is a different world, Molly.
Yes, I know. Very different.
Different than anything you ever knew.
Yes, I know.
Allison, you knew where to settle and raise a family.
Yes, I have to talk to you.
We could talk for the next 20 years. We still have plenty to talk about. I compliment you, Allison. I can't tell you what it means to me to come here and see what luck, what fortune my family is falling into.
Daddy, dear.
To marry a beautiful girl like Sylvia is enough blessing for any man. But to marry her and find a father-in-law like you, Allison, that's a double blessing that'll be good for the next 10 generations. Yes, Sylvia?
Jake, please, I've got to talk to you.
Jake, if Mr. Allison wants to talk to you...
Of course, why not? What is it, Allison?
Take it. It must be Ed.
Well, what is it, Allison?
Just a minute, Jake. Take it, Sylvia.
Hello? Yes. Daddy.
What is it?
Yes. Daddy.
What is it?
Daddy, darling. He's back. He's back, Daddy. Sammy, back!
Is Sammy really back? If he is, why? Has Sammy returned because he's decided to believe Sylvia and disbelieve the truths that Ed and Leah told?